Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using the promo code WBZMass and receive up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions.
21 years of age or older to wager. Massachusetts only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Play it smart from the start with GameSense. GameSenseMA.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-327-5050 or visit GamblingHelplineMA.org in partnership with MGM Springfield.
B-Pod Studios.
They were
matey.
Well, you're at work. Scott Zolak.
I think it's a disaster.
Mark Bertrand.
I know. I want to get it out.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
I don't know what Mike McCarthy was dreaming of as he slept in Jerry Jones' house last night.
By the way, Beetle, you're a man who knows things you shouldn't know.
Yeah, okay.
Do you know who sings Dreamweaver?
Gary Wright.
Jesus. Weird. Oh, weird.
I had no show.
I had to look it up.
All right, so he sleeps at Jerry Jones' house last night. Joe Murray has had a problem with this all day. In fact, he was already talking to me about it before the show started today. He's like, did you hear Mike McCarthy slept at Jerry Jones' house? I'm like, yeah, so? You have a big issue with this.
Ever since he saw the footage of McCarthy walking into the house with his backpack and sleeping bag, Murray's had a problem with this.
I've had an issue with this all day.
Extra charger, the cord hanging out of his pocket. Is he a place where I can plug this in?
Is there anything?
I'm going to be here all night. I need to charge it.
Is there anything that will make you think this is not weird?
I don't know. Do we know what Jerry Jones' house looks like?
Okay, I'm going to guess. I'm going to guess that Jerry Jones' house is conservatively 20,000 square feet. Conservatively.
I would imagine he has more than one.
Let's go to the celebrity house website.
I mean, I do have a question. Was Jerry still with Jason Garrett when Mike McCarthy was sleeping over, or did he kick him out first and then Mike McCarthy came over? Like, that's the first question that I have. But this is weird. Come on. Once you stay at Jerry's house, he doesn't lose his guy? Like, you mean to tell me that he needed Mike McCarthy to stay there?
I'll tell you what. The square footage on the house, 14,044 square feet.
Yep.
I was off by 6,000 square feet. He's owned it since 1992. See, if it were newer, he would have had a bigger home. It's only 14,000 square feet.
I mean, Theo Epstein having Thanksgiving dinner with Kurt Schilling or whatever. Okay, that's different. Sleeping over. Hey, man, why don't you come over to our house? I'll show you the glory days. You know, we'll talk about the old Cowboys days, which is what I want here.
I got a couple of major problems with this house.
Do you know why the house is 14,000 square feet? It was built in 1931. Hmm. It's not new construction. This is an older home that obviously has some real character to it.
Bad wiring, no doubt.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I've been through that. But
same level of home. Same level.
Absolutely. I mean, I've dealt with that headache, just like Jerry Jones has.
I mean,
you got to rip it all out, top to bottom, Artie.
I'm looking at one
top
of the...
Top to bottom.
He's got one of the circular driveways that these people love in these mansions, but it's not like...
There's no tree there. It's like a bush. You seeing that?
I didn't even see that. I got a circle with nothing in the middle of the circle.
But I have a picture of the driveway.
I don't know about you. Actually, I do know about you, Beetle. You and I are both dealing with the same size vehicle. And in Dallas, they tend to drive trucks like the ones we have.
Look at that. What's the point of that circle? Look at it. There's nothing in it. Get rid of that. It's got a brick drive. Lay the bricks right over that circle and get rid of that thing. Mm. No purpose.
That's problem number one.
That's an issue. So
too tight of a turning radius in that circle anyway.
Right.
I'm ready to be.
Back up. What are we doing? What are we doing?
Austin Powers. Right? He's trying to do a 3-point turn there.
The hell kind of circle?
You can't turn around in the damn thing.
So
stupid.
The one night at Jerry's house, 14,000 square feet, which means this guy could have his own wing, his own bedroom, bathroom, butler, whatever it comes with. And at Jerry's house, who knows what that comes with for one night? No, who knows what kind of the level of service is?
I mean, I've heard about the services.
Does the overnight stay come with the same level of service as Jerry's bus?
True.
That's a real question.
It is.
You know, what kind of handlers do we have here at the Jerry house?
I tell you another problem I got with this house in one of the listing photos here.
Yeah, what is it?
I got the furniture outside, the pool furniture.
Yeah.
With, like, the upholstery on it. You know, if it's just cushions, you can take those off when it rains. But that furniture's staying out there. That's going to be wet for 2 days after it rains. What are you gonna sit on? Other than a wet bathing suit.
The home has 6 bedrooms, 7 Stupid. Bathrooms, 6 fireplaces, and marble flooring. 6 bedrooms. There could be, like, Jerry's bedroom, and then, like, 4 empty bedrooms, and then Mike McCarthy's bedroom. I don't think it's weird. He's a house guest.
So, all right, Beal. So, why don't you come over to my house? Come on down. We'll talk about the couch.
Well, yes, nice visit. Better. Isn't it better to stay at Jerry's house than stay at a hotel?
Y'all come stay
like
a while.
At Jerry's Let's house. You're burger. Comfortable.
I tell you,
got
you
a
what.
Nice. Probably got a really nice room.
I tell you,
maid service. There's a chef there. Like probably a bartender. They got it all at Jerry's house.
It's hard to refuse when he offers it up,
especially if you want him to hire you.
You give me the choice. You can either stay at my house or you can stay at a hotel. And you know, it's Jerry's people setting it up. If you really, really want the job, I guess maybe you stay at the house. I will always take the hotel. I don't want to stay at anybody's
Me
house.
Too. I agree.
I don't want to stay in your house.
I'd agree with that.
I'll walk, get up in the morning, walking around. And
I don't know why, but I feel like they made like a, you know, a fort out of blankets. Like that's what I feel like has happened here. You know, like 2 grown men. And I wonder if Jason Garrett's outside with the, you know, the big speaker.
With the boombox.
In your eyes. You know what I mean? Like, I wonder if that is actually happening right now.
Here's,
or at that party.
Here's where I do kind of like roll my eyes, too. One of the reports said that once you stay at Jerry's house, he's, you know, you belong to him. Like, it's some kind of magical mystery dust that he sprinkles over you while you sleep. It's
How
like,
do you know he doesn't?
Oh, I could never get past the opulence and the warmth that I felt after I slept in a bed for 6 hours in this guy's house. Like, what exactly happens there that is so beyond the realm of anything you've experienced before that there's no way you could refuse the man after you slept in his house? I slept in a big house in Dallas. Is it going to change my mind about taking the job? You know, look, Mike McCarthy is beyond lucky for getting a job.
True.
I can't believe that's who they're going with. So,
like, this
good
is
for him.
This is Jerry's guy? The guy that just interviewed in Carolina and was with the Browns, and all of a sudden he gets a Dallas and Jerry don't want to lose his guy. Like, I got to stay here just so he can hire
can you
me?
Imagine that Mike McCarthy is the target?
Like, yeah.
Like, what happened to Lincoln Riley or anything? Matt Rhule or somebody
that is
else?
Boring and unimaginative. Just like Mike McCarthy as a coach. That's what that is.
Yeah. That perfect fit.
That's who your guy. Of course it was going to be someone like that. Boring, unimaginative, and a guy who can be your puppet.
Yep.
Mike McCarthy was sold on being Jerry Jones's puppet after a one-night stay. Jerry must have really enjoyed whatever it was that Mike McCarthy was telling him, which is, I'll do whatever you want, Jerry. I'm desperate for a job. I don't know if desperate's the right word, but I want to work
desperate
again.
For this job.
I want to be a head coach, and I want to do it for a big franchise and a marquee franchise. He was the Packers head coach. That's a marquee franchise in this league. After you coach the Packers, do you want to go be the coach of the, you know, let's say Carolina Panthers, or do you want to be the Dallas Cowboys head coach?
No, it's a
you want Cowboys. To go to the Dallas Cowboys.
Yeah, it's a great gig.
It's an awesome gig if you don't suck as a head coach.
And you
have no real aspirations to really run a program and run a tight ship.
Yeah, and you don't mind having a lunatic owner who's also the GM breathing down your neck every 15
this,
seconds.
This guy's never dealt with an owner before that I know of, right?
Well, he deals with, like, the board here in Green Bay.
Jerry's bigger than the board.
Yeah, no, he's never dealt with an owner like
no,
that.
No,
no, not
no, he's
sense.
Never dealt with an owner.
Not like this. Nope, he's never had a boss who owned the thing.
Right.
He has to report to. Yeah, he's going to get one now.
I will say this about McCarthy, though. If you look at those Packers teams, most of the players that were there were all drafted. Like, they hardly ever brought in free, like Peppers, I know they brought in at one point, but they never brought in free agents. So maybe Jerry's looking at it as I've spent a lot of money. And I know they've done well drafting as well, but maybe he's looking at McCarthy as that kind of guy. Hey, if we draft these guys and they're our own, we'll pay them. But like Amari Cooper, they had to give up a lot for that. So maybe that's one of the reasons why they're making this move. Plus, he has a better playoff record than Jason Garrett.
So Ted Thompson was the guy that hired McCarthy when he got hired in Green Bay. I forget what year he left. You know who's good on this? Felger. Felger will give you the whole background on this later today. He can't stand Mike McCarthy. He thinks he sucks as a head coach, too. Because he does. He's no great head coach. Jerry's going to find that out. But you know who he will be better than? Jason Garrett. They did upgrade. I'll give him that. Cowboys got a better coach today than what they had. But this is not some great hire. Boring.
Yeah, it doesn't seem to me to be any kind of a game changer for Dallas. You tell me Mike McCarthy has taken over. What does that mean? What does that immediately mean? Like, if you told me Josh McDaniels were taking over, what is that? At least it means, oh, well, they're probably going to have a little bit more of a complicated offense, and they've got a guy who can go in there and work to great success with a top-tier quarterback and suffered a little bit as a head coach in his first time around, but maybe he's learned something. With Mike McCarthy, what do you know? What's the calling card for Mike McCarthy? You know, what is he known for, Beadle?
I don't know.
Underachieving with Aaron Rodgers?
Yes. Yeah. Pretty much.
What else? I don't know. I really don't know.
Ted Thompson was the GM until 2017, so all those picks were under Ted Thompson.
Is McCarthy an offensive coordinator? Yeah, because he probably always had that. But, like, that's what I mean. What's he really known for? I don't know. Do I have to look him up?
No, we don't have to. We can talk about
that. That's why, like, is this really Jerry's guy? He probably lost out on somebody and settled for this dude. This isn't his guy.
I don't know. They interviewed two guys. They interviewed... Oh,
Marvin Lewis?
Marvin Lewis. And Mike McCarthy.
Now, do you think they had, like...
Of those two candidates, they certainly picked the right one.
Did Marvin have a sleepover?
That's a good question. Now, if you have a sleepover, if you have a sleepover for Mike McCarthy and you don't for Marvin Lewis, did you meet all the parts of the Rooney Rule?
Mm.
That's a question I would have. If one coaching candidate gets a sleepover, do all coaches need to have a sleepover?
I don't know how Jerry would feel about that.
I'll have
a nice visit with you, but, you know, a house guest is another level of familiarity. Oh, no, I don't get too familiar with everybody. You know what I'm saying?
Why do you put on the southern accent when we talk about him?
Jerry Jones?
Yeah.
Because he has a southern accent.
No, I'm talking about Marvin Lewis.
Oh.
You think Belichick
ever
had a
reason why?
No.
A reason why there? With Belichick? Oh, hell no.
No.
God, no.
Do you think...
It's 8:30. So it's time for you to leave.
Jerry had, like, them cook a big dinner, and then they stayed up so late talking. And it's like, you know what? We should order a pizza. You know, I'm kind of hungry all
over. You
know,
I know Papa John.
Now, here's one where it went bad for McCarthy the next morning. Because Jerry Jones is a guy who lives on nothing but black coffee until 4 p.m. That's probably when he takes his first morsel of food.
Back pill.
Any kind of calorie. Right. He's got to, I got to take my back pill along about 4 o'clock. McCarthy wakes up and he's thinking, ginormous breakfast. You're talking like wedding
bacon,
crashers,
eggs,
scones, waffles, top it off with some syrup there for me, and there's nothing. You know, he walks into the kitchen expecting there's just a pot of black coffee on. There's like, no, that's all Mr. Jones
allows
us. Mike,
we're going to go out back and do some calisthenics. Okay, you and me.
And when I say we, I'm going to sit in my chair and drink my black coffee. I think you need to work off that pizza you insisted we order last night. Double sausage. Look at out of here, you big tub of goo. Walk around that pool a few times and squeeze out them couch cushions. We got a little rain last night. I won't sit down right there, but I can't right now. I'm going to get the seat of my pants wet. We're not done with our visit.
Can't have the chairs be wet for 2 days.
That's a callback.
Cannot have that. 617-779-0985. We'll talk more about the Patriots after this.
Scott Zolak, Mark Bertrand. Boston's home for sports. Zolak and Bertrand on 98.5 The Sports Hub.
617-779-0985. Steve is in Fall River on Tom Brady. Hi, Steve.
How are you?
Hey, Steve, what's going on?
Oh, not too much. I just watched all these games over the weekend, and every running back I saw for the other teams I liked better. Sony Michel couldn't play for any of the other teams that played over the weekend. N'Keal Harry couldn't play. I mean, I don't know what to tell you. I want to talk about Tom Brady, but I first want to ask you a question first. If the Dallas Cowboys sign their coach now, or they took Josh McDaniels, do you think there'd be an operational difference in the game? Like, what's their ceiling? Is it Josh McDaniels worth two games? What's he worth in three seasons? Is he going to get them the playoffs?
McCarthy. Over McCarthy. That's a good question. That's a good way of phrasing it, Steve. Good to hear from Steve in Fall River again. It's been a long time. So if you're Jerry Jones, and they did not wait to ask or interview McDaniels, so it doesn't feel like they had much interest. McCarthy versus McDaniels. How many more wins would Josh McDaniels be worth?
I'm out of this one.
I would say that in the near future, about the same. I don't think there's maybe a huge upgrade in years one or two with Josh McDaniels versus Mike McCarthy, given that roster, given what they've already got in place.
Roster,
and given that there's talent there, and this goes back to the same thing would apply in Dallas that would apply in Cleveland. Hey, if you're interviewing Josh McDaniels, to add another question to your list, Joe, you say, I've got pieces here. I've got a quarterback. I've got receivers. Down there, they clearly got the running back. You'd say, are you going to implement your offense and have it be easy to consume for the players to learn right away and get up and running week one come September? How can you implement it quickly? Because in New England, all we heard about was how these guys struggle with your offense. And given the simplicity of the offense in Green Bay under Mike McCarthy, which I think at times was its downfall because everything was so disorganized within that offense, Mike McCarthy's able to implement it right away because there's just so much freedom for the quarterback to run around and look for guys downfield. And it's like a jailbreak on all these different plays that are within that offense. And so I think right away you'll get more immediate results with Mike McCarthy. In the long run with McDaniels, you're going to get better results because his offense is better. But in the beginning, next season, probably no difference. Probably right at the same number of wins.
And if you look at a year ago, LaFleur got hired. They're a playoff team. And look at Vrabel this year. Those are like two coordinators that moved on and have done well instead of getting a retread.
So in every game, was the other running back a better running back than Sony Michel? Every game this weekend.
Cook, yes.
Yep, I'd take Dalvin Cook.
Not Seattle, though.
Seattle's a bad situation. That one doesn't count. So that one,
I don't know. The Eagles, Sanders, they got Boston Scott. They're just throwing a bunch of guys together there. So maybe I'd go Michelle.
I'd go Michelle there for the Eagles.
Yeah. Saints, no. Kamara.
Saints would win that battle.
Carlos Hyde or Michelle?
I'd go with Michelle.
Yeah.
So not
Buffalo has a good Gore and
not every team.
Singletary,
I think has got some promise. I like that kid. Mm. So that's a hard one. But some of the more odd, like Derrick Henry or Sony Michel. Derrick Henry, wow. I don't think it's every team, but there were some running backs you saw this weekend. The bigger gripe I think is the young receivers. Other teams have young receivers that have performed. And the Patriots, was N'Keal Harry the top?
He was the first receiver drafted this year.
First receiver taken in the draft this year. First receiver.
I'll double check, but I believe that is true.
Yeah. And there were guys that in the regular season performed, whether it was Deebo Samuel or DK Metcalf or A.J. Brown or Hunter Renfro, or there's all kinds of guys. Hollywood Brown, right? First-year guy. There's just guys across the league that performed in their first
year. Hollywood Brown went to Baltimore.
Yeah, I know.
So I'm just going through the list of receivers, though. I mentioned he was the only receiver drafted in the first round. He wasn't.
Oh, okay. Oh, I get what you're saying. Sorry.
Yeah.
All right. Let's go to Chris, who's in Hartford on Brady, I think. What do you got, Chris?
Yeah, I want to touch on Brady, but, you know, just a comment for Kyle Van Noy. You know, he learned a lot this year. He learned that he's really not as good as he thinks, okay? He had 6.5 sacks to for his best career average. You got to keep your mouth shut. Understand who you are, okay? Because you had just added fuel to a fire that the Titans team was so physical, and they punished him. And that's what you saw. You saw punishment. And, you know, so that's one comment for Van Noy. He'll get better, though. But now with Brady, and Murray actually touched on this about 2 hours ago, I think that the Patriots are going to go ahead and give Brady what he wants when it comes to the dollar sign. But it's going to be mandated that he has to be there for OTAs. That's a must. He's too late in the game. He needs to it will benefit everyone around him, and he needs to get off the stand on that. See what you guys think. Have a great day.
Okay. You can't mandate OTAs in a contract, so they would have to have a handshake agreement to do that.
That they're optional.
Yeah, that would violate the CBA. So you just saw Jacksonville get in trouble for basically telling guys they had to show up.
Just real quick, they've been coming off three straight Super Bowls. Like, for Brady not to go to OTAs, he wanted to spend more time with his family. This year, they're obviously going to have more time because they're not in the Super Bowl.
Right. I would say the OTAs, though, now are probably a little bit more critical as you have new guys coming in than they were a couple of years ago. I don't know.
And by the way,
I'm just saying, some of those OTAs are not going to make the offense better. There are some in there that have nothing to do with developing the offense.
I'm not letting the defense off the hook for the last couple of weeks, even though they didn't allow a lot of points. But I do take issue with him getting after Kyle Van Noy right now in the aftermath and saying, like, oh, you got to learn to keep your mouth shut. This is the defense that was celebrated, you know? You know, I'd like to know where that guy was when they were calling themselves the boogeymen and everybody seemed to be in lockstep with the defense and how well they were playing and they were putting points on the board for your offense that couldn't score. Were you like that all season? You know, were you telling him to shut up back then? Because it doesn't look great now, especially in the aftermath. You've got guys in the Titans locker room talking about it, but this trash talk means nothing beforehand. You know, we like to think of it as bulletin board material, and we like to think that it somehow influences the outcome. I think that's overstated, and you got to be consistent with it. Were you against them walking around with a little bit of swagger when this team was off to an 8-0 start, and then after that they were still putting points on the board for your struggling offense? I wasn't. So I'm not gonna say that I got a problem with it now.
Well, how about the comments this past week? I want to be paid a lot of money, and it's a revenge tour. Looking past the Titans to other possible games and talking about your contract the week of the game. Let's just stick with those two comments.
Hey, maybe he's just taking his cues from all the coaches in the league that are going around interviewing. And you know, it's a top-down type of situation. Mm. You know, there's head coaches. There's offensive coordinators. They're all out there talking about other jobs. Hell, they're going and interviewing for other jobs while the playoffs are still going on. So a player's not allowed to say, I want to make more money next year? Where do they get their cues from? The guy's coaching them. They're the bosses in there. Well, he can do it, but I can't. Stupid.
Joe has headlines. One more segment of your calls. Today's takeaways at 150.
Pats, Sox, Bruins, Celtics, and Revs Audio. All in one convenient location on the podcast page at 98.5thesportshub.com and on the Sports Hub app. Boston's home for sports. Zolak and Bertrand are on 98.5 The Sports Hub.
Go to your phones. Today's takeaways coming up next segment here on Zolak and Bertrand. Let's go to Tom, who's in Quincy, on Bill Belichick. Hi, Tom.
How you doing? I just want to say that I hope Jason Garrett will stay. I was hoping he would stay and he'd be coach of the year next year, because I was hoping that Tom Brady went to Dallas. But I don't know if that's going to happen or not. But I'll tell you, on the size of coaching staff goes, they're the three stooges of coaches. Bill Belichick should have been out of football 20 years ago, you know, only because Bledsoe got hurt. That's the only reason. And if you watch these Patriots games, you're always scratching your head. What kind of a play was that? That's Larry McDaniels making all these stupid plays up. They should have done better in the second half.
Yeah. Bill had nothing to do with the six Super Bowls. It was all Brady. Bill sucks. According to him.
I'd rather have Bill than Brady.
Should have been out of football 20 years ago before he won the six Super Bowls. Which he only won because of Brady. Seems extreme, no? Haven't we seen plenty of examples as why Bill Belichick is excellent at what he does? Justin's in Shrewsbury. Justin.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Good.
So with the way that the Saints lost yesterday,
yes.
Do you guys think that there'll be another like petition to change like the overtime rules or anything? And do you guys have any potential overtime rules that you guys will want to change? And Joe, do you like the Celtics at 8 tonight?
Thanks. Wait, don't hang up. Justin, what is it about the overtime rules that is the issue?
Well, no, like, you know, a couple, like last year when the Patriots played the Chiefs, they were like, complaining like both teams have to touch the ball. And like same thing this year, like I'm sure the Saints fans are going to be complaining about that as well. I mean, just like my excuse for that is just like play defense, because obviously don't let the other team score and get the ball back from them. I think if we went to like a college style for overtime, that'd be kind of cool, but it would kind of take a little skill and stuff out of it. So it'd just kind of be interesting to see if they make any changes on it at all.
Now I know what you're referring to, which is the same thing that came up after the Chiefs game. And I if they weren't going to change it after the Chiefs game last year, they're not going to change it now.
No.
Right? Considering the Saints had plenty of opportunities to win that game and all they had to do was not give up the big plays they gave up. You know, I mean, no, I don't think that is any more evidence to change the rules.
We really haven't got into it, but the Saints had a complete choke job. That's a choke.
Oh, choke.
Peyton's been to one Super Bowl and Drew Brees breaks all those records and they play indoors.
Hard for me to say that he's only been to one Super Bowl given how it ended last year.
Yeah, that's not entirely fair.
Underachieving.
Now, yes, I would say that he should have been in the Super Bowl last year, and yet he's still an underachiever. Doesn't mean he's bad, because he's not. I actually think he's a good coach. I don't think he's a great coach, but I think he's good.
I don't think he was great yesterday. I think all the offensive guys tried to be sexy, and it didn't work out. All of them. Only one it really worked for was Pete Carroll. But, again, Wentz went down. And I thought Peterson called a good game with a backup quarterback who was 40 years old.
Let's go to Lee and Quincy. Lee.
Hey, guys. How are you?
Good.
Hey.
Good. So as far as the defense is concerned, I feel like as soon as the whole boogeyman thing came up, I feel as though the defense did start to believe their own press clippings a little bit too much. I mean, there was no major injury or shift or change in the defensive core. So it almost seemed as though it was more of an attitude change. And then they just got slapped in the mouth. And maybe it was the schedule. Maybe it was a little too easy for them in front and they started to get ahead of themselves. I'm not sure. And as far as your last segment about new receivers, do you think that it's not necessarily that the level of talent is better with new receivers around the league instead of the Patriots? Is it just that, like, the system's harder to learn for the Patriots? I mean, people always talk about how the playbook's so hard, and now it's like they have to study, and it's not easy for guys to pick up. So do you think it's not necessarily the level of talent, it's just kind of how hard it is
I think it's both, but I think it's more the talent, and I'll tell you why. Who has been drafted by New England, struggled as a receiver here, and then went elsewhere and succeeded when they went elsewhere? Like, all those guys that were drafted by Bill over the years and struggled, not, you know, the ones that were good, like, we'll count Julian Edelman if you want. Deion Branch is certainly one of them. Mm-hmm. That's a better example.
Yep.
But of the guys who were drafted and had issues, Taylor Price, Chad Jackson, we can go down this whole list if you want. Aaron Dobson, which one of those guys got a second job, caught on somewhere, and it turned out, oh, they did have some talent. It's just that they had a real issue picking it up in New England.
Yeah. And I think more recently, you know, for the Patriots in this offense right now, you've got, you know, Tom Brady, who you would still, most people would choose, you know, to have your quarterback for at least another year and maybe even on some other teams. But it does limit you in what you do offensively. He can make a lot of different throws, and he can get them into tighter coverages than a lot of other quarterbacks can. But if something breaks down, Tom Brady is not going to take the ball himself and say, okay, I can just go get the 6 yards myself, right? He's made a career of staying in the pocket and evading some pressure and finding a receiver who, it, many times, this is what we've said about Brady for years. It's like, how did he make that throw? The guy wasn't even open, but he can do it. He's had more trouble with it this year as the receivers haven't been able to get as open. And when the play kind of falls apart like that, Brady's not going to take off and take matters into his own hand and into his own hands. And you see that now with more quarterbacks around the league, even guys who are decent pocket passers, they still will leave the pocket and then cross the line of scrimmage and take the ball themselves. You see it week after week in this league. It's not what you want from Tom Brady. It's not what he's going to all of a sudden turn into. But in terms of getting the most out of, you know, your offense, that's something that's lacking now that a lot of other teams are getting.
Joe, you know what receiver I just had to double check to make sure he hadn't had a bunch of catches, who stayed in the league after his first go run here? It was Brandon Tate.
Oh, that guy, yeah.
Yeah, he played 7 full seasons in Cincinnati and Buffalo after leaving here, and combined over 7 seasons caught 47 passes.
Kick returner.
He was a special teams guy, but I just wanted to double check to make sure he hadn't had a season in there where as a receiver he did some damage.
The only guy I can think of is Ben Watson, who left, had success, and obviously can't, but he wasn't a receiver. So
yeah, and I don't think he was bad when he was here. I know that he sort of got a bad rap, but
well, they drafted 2 first.
It's interesting. You know who sort of shut him out in his first go around here? Tom Brady.
That's right.
Sort of shut out Ben Watson, and he came back all these years later. Today's takeaways are next.
Scott Zolak, Mark Bertrand, 98.5 The Sports Hub.
Need to check out a...
They give.
Give it to me, give it to me, give it to me now, damn it.
Tell me I'm wrong, I don't know how you could.
And they give.
We need to break news every day.
And they give.
I love breaking news.
Can't get this kind of analysis just anywhere.
And now, it's time to take.
That's not a hot take.
End of the day.
Hot takes from the day.
Today's takeaways with Zolak and Bertrand on 98.5 The Sports Hub.
Got the read here for this.
I could probably pull it up. I can tell you this much. Today's takeaways are brought to you by Awaken 180. What else?
Awaken 180 Weight Loss. Reserve your January consultation today. Call or go online to awaken180weightloss.com and make 2020 the last time losing weight is your New Year's resolution.
Way to finish the read strong today, Joe Murray. I know you've been struggling a little bit over there. Long shift, 6 hours Murray's been here.
Well, you're a trooper.
What do they say about your auntie? Just sitting there, just sitting there. Nick Jamelli's dad says. All right, takeaways. Got a couple of items from today's show, including this all-timer. You know, we heard theories last week about the Patriots lost on purpose to the Miami Dolphins, which were so...
Long con.
Just so ridiculous. And today, that theory was taken one step further and is even more ridiculous now. This is Bill in Maine. Bill's in Maine. Go ahead, Maine.
Hey, how's it going?
Hey, Bill.
So what I got to say is the Patriots' offense have been awful all year long. We know that. The defense stepped it up. Okay, so what I'm thinking, these past 2 weekends against the Dolphins and the Titans, okay?
Uh-oh, that's going to make Joe mad. You mentioned the Dolphins.
I'm sorry, but I'm pretty smart. I've been following my team. I love the Pats. Okay, so I think we tanked. We tanked the Dolphins game. We tanked the Titans game.
And you think you're smart?
Because of the Cincinnati thing. And I think we got ourselves out of the playoffs, and I guarantee you we only get a fine and we don't lose a draft pick. That's all I got to say.
So they tanked their season. They lost against Miami to miss the bye. They then lost their game intentionally against the Titans to tank in order to lessen the penalties that are handed down by the NFL for taping in Cleveland against the Bengals.
You know, I didn't believe him
that
when
is
he
special.
I didn't believe him when he laid it up. Hearing you recap it makes a lot of sense.
Yep.
Starting to come around.
I like how he prefaced that with "I'm smart."
Yeah, I've been watching this team.
I've told people about this before. It's called the Dunning-Kruger effect. It's named after two It's named after two psychologists who did this great big study in which they discovered stupid people don't know they're stupid. They actually think they're much smarter than they actually are.
We've talked about this
I've told
before.
You about the Dunning-Kruger effect before. I find it fascinating that dumb people think they're brilliant and aren't afraid to say so.
I'm pretty smart. I've been following my team. I love the Pats.
Dunning-Kruger.
Not for nothing, but smart people think that they're
Oh no, it's you know, it's basically that they did it with like tasks. Can you complete this task? And they were like, "Of course I can." And then when they failed the task, they like couldn't admit that they had obviously not done what was asked of them.
I remember reading
because of a lack of intelligence.
And they say one of the signs of intelligence is that you are smart enough to recognize your deficiencies.
You might think you're smart, but still know your deficiencies.
But still recognize, and I'm like, I'm not perfect, and there's a lot of room to improve. I mean, you sound like, you know, like a successful coach or a player right now who doesn't just go and say, "I'm great, I'm great, I'm the best." They're like, "No, there's a lot we can do better." And, you know, because they're smart. They're smart. They realize there's ways you can be better at something. But dumb people think, "No, I'm the best, always. I got it all figured out."
I'm pretty smart. I've been following my team. I love the Pats.
Well, hold on then. I'm all ears.
You sound like an idiot. "No, I love the Pats. My apologies. Please continue."
No, you're totally right. They did. They lost the last two. They tanked them on purpose. The only thing that's going to blow that theory up is if all of a sudden Goodell comes down, you know, the ginger hammer, comes down with a second-round draft pick penalty next week.
Well, that's not their fault. They did everything they could. They went and lost a game on purpose.
A big debate here today, even though I think our opinions are closer than you want to believe, Joe, is that is it the defense or offense to blame? We sort of had a back and forth on that, and it also featured Joe and Hardy yelling at each other.
Listen, the defense gave up 0 points. They adjusted in the second half, and they had a turnover with 5 minutes to go.
I don't know. When you're watching one guy, and to my eye, you know, I watch the game like a simpleton. I really do. I watch the ball. You know, that's what I do. I'm not looking to see who's pulling on the offensive line, and what, you know, what the, oh, they're dropping two safeties. I'm watching the ball, and when I see the same guy carrying the ball for four first downs in the opening drive for the opponent on your home field, and they go down and they march down and score on you on their opening possession, and then they do it again to close out the first half, I don't feel good about the defense.
And then when I watch the damn offense on third and one consistently.
Yeah, but we all know the offense sucks.
And that's
the offense has sucked all year.
He's hitting on it.
But
there it is.
That's a beatable team. They're not good against the run. They rushed for 80 yards in the first half.
We
had six rushes in the second.
I don't know who came out on top, but Beetle was coming around to my point. You had it. That's why I go back to the Landon Roberts thing. As much of a boneheaded play as it ended up being, and everybody hated it, did you know he couldn't pick up that first down? Did you know Landon Roberts was going to get stuffed at the line?
You know the timeout beforehand to run the damn play.
Like, that's
what
they
smart.
That is an amazing part. That's what they came up with out of the timeout.
It's better than what they came up with out of the timeout.
Let's call a timeout.
When they were down on the goal line, and they just gave it to Sony Michel again. That's better than that.
Here's the
because
problem.
You know Sony Michel up the middle isn't going to work. Did you know Landon Roberts wasn't going to work? No, we hadn't tried it yet. Let's try that.
They've run that play before, and it doesn't work.
With the Landon Roberts?
Yeah, I think they have.
This year?
I don't know.
Yes.
I don't know about this year. Well, who else has been back there? Have they ever had anyone else back there this year besides Devlin?
Yeah, I didn't think so.
I feel like they maybe
you
it was
know what?
Before.
I think they maybe did try a third and short or whatever around midfield.
We're gonna look it up.
Miami, maybe
we're gonna find it.
They
run that play though before it was Landon Roberts though,
and he probably picked it up. And since they're back at midfield, they said, "Well, okay, we'll try it again."
Have they ever done it with, I don't know, Richard Seymour in the past or whoever else they put back there? Who's the big fat guy who had that return once? Dan Conley?
I don't know, but no, none of us can remember it, and that's my point. They've done it with Sony Michelle enough times. You know that's not going to work.
Why do you want to do it in the playoffs?
Because what else are you going to do?
I don't not maybe be in goal line formation, spread it out. And
this
try
wasn't
goal. Different?
It wasn't on the goal line. The Atlanta Roberts play was not on the goal line.
He did not. He did not carry it. So it wasn't with him. It had to have been with Devlin. They've run that play though. It's in the repertoire. It sucks.
When they're on the goal line, they give it to Sony Michelle twice,
play.
And that sucks too. But we knew that sucked. This one you didn't know. Yeah, I can't help it if you're afraid of the unknown, Murray.
The whole season's been all that, and the offseason. That's all it's been.
We got a lot more to be afraid of coming up in this offseason.
Joe, you back tomorrow?
I'm here, I guess.
All right. Oh, I was so excited about it.
No, I like hanging out with you.
Oh, good. Today. All right. Well,
I've only been here since 7 a.m.
Well, don't do that again tomorrow. Fred, get back to work. We'll be back at it tomorrow at 10 a.m. Felger and Maz are coming up next. Maz is back. He comes back after the Patriots have lost two games and the season's over.
And he's got a new toy. He's got a new toy.
He's
got
to see this cup he's got.
Oh, it's nice.
We'll talk to you tomorrow. Have a great afternoon.
Jakob Johnson.
From the Town Fair Tire Studios, Boston's home for sports.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code WBZMASS and receive up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions.
21 years of age or older to wager. Massachusetts only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Play it smart from the start with GameSense. GameSenseMA.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-327-5050 or visit GamblingHelplineMA.org in partnership with MGM Springfield.